Hello.
And welcome back to Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary.
I'm Pam.
I'm Terry.
Sorry, guys. I'm messing with things over here and I can't stop giggling. It's Giggling Friday.
Giggling.
Yay, Giggling Friday.
What are we watching?
Oh, we're getting right into it today.
Did you want to talk about things?
I just wanted to say how you were doing.
Oh, okay.
You having a good week? Asking. A pretty good week?
It's all right. School's back in and work's back in.
Yes.
And
they're off Monday, or they have their asynchronous whatever on Monday, so we get a 3-day weekend with them. Whoopity-doo.
Woohoo! Sort of.
I'm ready. I'm over the COVID shit. I hate this. I'm tired of it. I'm ready for things to be back to normal. I used to wish prior to COVID that I could work from home. I was like, I could totally work from home. I wish I could work from home. And then COVID hit, and now I work from home, and it's been a year since COVID,
I guess.
Almost to the day.
Yeah, about a year.
So a year since COVID, and now I'm going, shit, I just want to go back to work. I'm tired of sitting at home working. And my kids, I have one child, and the only other child she has social interaction with is your daughter.
Yes.
And both of them, when they play, it's kind of dark and weird. Like last time I was in the train, I was laying on the hammock in the backyard and they were both on the trampoline and my daughter's like dragging herself going, and your daughter's just sitting there going, and now you're a zombie dog. And my daughter's going, bleh, bleh. I was like, oh, so we're playing like zombie creatures. You call the creature and that's what you are, but you're a zombie. And they were just doing that for like 20 minutes and giggling because it, you know, it's like, oh, your eyeball, you slipped on your eyeball on your knee. And my daughter would fall and they'd like, and I'm going, oh, my God, are these our kids?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Those are our kids. Mind you, my daughter has never seen a horror movie in her life. And I don't think Terry's has yours. Oh, well, mine saw Gremlins. I don't really know if that would be considered horror.
I don't know. It came up on a few lists when I was looking for a Christmas movie, but I don't think it's really, I don't consider it really horror, but it's creatures.
So yeah.
Mine's, she's seen a couple of things. She'll watch creepy shows with me, not horror movies.
Yeah.
But sometimes she'll come and watch creepy shows with me.
Yeah, my daughter watches Supernatural with me sometimes. So, I mean, maybe that's where they get it from.
And she loves to read scary stories on the internet. And then she'll come like, have you ever heard of... And she's telling me all these creepypastas. And I'm just looking at her going,
my kids,
I actually
reading,
have not heard of that.
My kids reading Last Kids on Earth, where everybody turns to zombies and there's monsters. And it's a kid's book. But she loves it. She reads it and she's like, oh, and he's got like a tree house and that's his fort. And, you know, he's got a log of all these monsters and the zombies. And I'm like, what is this? This is a kid's book. We bought this for you. And she's like, yeah. You remember? You see, and she'll show me. And I'm like, we did buy that for her. But it's a legit kid's book.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Sorry, I needed a drink. I'm feeling a bit parched. All right. So that's enough about our lives. Let's get into it.
That is enough.
Because we're so exciting. All right. So today, you see that? That was the excitement right there.
That's how exciting we
are. Moms are exciting. We are watching Jeepers Creepers from 2001. Yeah. All right.
That's the year I graduated.
Is it really?
Yep.
Oh, my God. I'm so fucking old. All right. Let me get into this.
Yes.
So, the director is Victor Salva, and he's also the writer.
Nice.
He did Clown House, Powder, Jeepers Creepers 2 and 3.
Powder.
Remember that?
Holy crap.
I forgot about that movie. Yeah. And then I saw it on here, and I was like, fucking A. And I looked at my husband and was like, hey, do you remember Powder? And he's like, yeah, whatever happened to that movie? And I was like, you talk about it like it's a kid. Like, whatever happened to that kid? Well, he's a dentist now. He's a powder's a dentist. He does makeup. So we'll get into the cast. The cast is Gina Phillips as Trish, and she is in Jeepers Creepers 3, The Anarchist Cookbook, and Dead and Breakfast. Justin Long, I love Justin Long.
I do too.
As Derry, and he was on Jeepers Creepers 2, Dodgeball, Waiting, Idiocracy, which is one of my
all-time
favorite movies because it's almost so scary watching this movie nowadays because of how our world is turning. Die Hard 4.0, Walk Hard, and Veronica Mars. I had to say Veronica Mars. He made an appearance on that. Jonathan Breck as the Creeper. He was on Jeepers Creepers 2 and 3, The Caretaker, and Dreamland. Patricia Belcher as Giselle Gay Hartman, and she was on How to Get Away with Murder, Dark House, Dead Island, Riptide, Murder One. So her and Justin Long have a very impressive resume. They have so many movies that I was just like, I'm just gonna write the horror ones because, or the ones I think I've seen. And other people have seen. They're in a lot of fucking movies.
All right.
Both of them.
I don't recognize the girl's name, but I'm not.
She's an older woman. You'll recognize her once we sorry guys, I've been drinking early.
Yeah, we've already done some shots.
It's Friday. Yes, we have done shots. We were sitting here momming it up. Brandon Smith as Sergeant Davis Tubbs, and he was on Powder. Bernie. Have you ever seen Bernie with Jack Black?
No.
It's a very twisted fucking movie.
Okay.
I suggest it. It's not... So when you think of Jack Black, you think of comedy. This is more a comedy thriller.
Okay.
But it's more thriller than comedy. It's very dark. It's really good. I love it.
So it's kind of like seeing Jim Carrey in a scary movie.
Yes, but with murder involved.
Jim Carrey was in that movie, 23.
That's right. Yeah. You're right.
I remember being like really weirded out.
Yes. Hysteria, and he's also been on Jeepers Creepers 3. Eileen Brenham as the Cat Lady, and she was on Murder by Death and Clue. She was Mrs. Peacock.
I want to be the Cat Lady.
And she has an amazing list of movies as well. She's been active since the early 60s, so you should go check her out. She has a very, very familiar face. Like, once you see her, it's nice to go, oh, I know her. Oh, now I know her name. Okay, so the original movie was supposed to be called Here Comes the Boogeyman, but they didn't say why they didn't go with that, so sorry. You can find it, email us, drunkandscary@gmail.com. Viewers and critics concluded that the film was loosely based off of Dennis DePew, who had beaten his wife in front of his children, then carried her to his van and told his children that he was taking her to the hospital, but they never made it there. I think the kids were like really young and they were already divorced, but she had custody, but he had to be there, not supervised visitation. He just had visitation rights. Okay. So he would go to her house to visit them and pick them up, but they never wanted to go with him. I wonder why. So that same day, a brother and sister named Ray and Mary Thornton spotted him dumping her body. This is Dennis DePew's wife, Marie, I think her name is, behind a school. DePew spotted the siblings and tailgated them for a while until he turned down a dark road. And they had originally gotten partial parts of his license plate, but when they noticed he turned off the road, they went down a ways and then came back and saw him switching his plates, which made him look suspicious, so they called the police. And that ended badly on his end. Director Salva has not denied nor confirmed that, but instead said that the film used elements from Night of the Living Dead from 1968 and Duel from 1971, the movies. The film took an average of 6 months to complete, so it started filming, I think it was in February, I'm not sure. And it was release date was August 31st, 2001. I've even skipped over all of that. So the budget was $10 million. Box office was $59.3 million.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. It was shot entirely in Central Florida. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 46%, and the audience gave it a 48%. Okay, now back. Sorry, guys. I'm going half-assed here. The film took an average of, 6 months to complete. When Silva wrote the film, he wanted the main villain to focus on killing mainly males, stating that he was, and I quote, very tired of seeing women slaughtered and raped in films, but did keep to the final girl style for the audience.
Thanks.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
We like that.
So Gina Phillips and Justin Long were allowed to improvise many scenes due to budget cuts and scenes being cut from the film, which later were used in the sequels. So when Salva landed in Florida, like, he already had the go and everything from the studios and production. Like, we're going to give you $11 million. You're going to do this film. You know, here's the money. Go. Well, when he landed in Florida, he got news that, hey, we're taking $1 million off of that budget, so make do with what you have. So they had to cut a bunch of scenes, and just so he pretty much was like, Gina and Justin, you know, we're gonna ad lib these fucking scenes right here.
Why would they take a whole million? That's,
I don't know,
a lot of money.
It's really weird. I have no clue. I didn't read any more into that. Gina Phillips decided to audition for the film after reading the script and finding it too scary to finish. Justin Long said in an interview with Hollywood.com, I wasn't sure I was going to get the part. I assumed they were going to cast a name, but I went in on a lark and it clicked. And he got the part, guys. Guess what?
Guess what? Spoiler alert.
He got the part. Jesus, I can't fucking say words. What the hell? The creeper, it's rubbing off. We're getting this.
Yeah, it's happening. It's happening, guys.
We're consuming, and we're going to morph into one creature, person.
This one creature.
Perry.
Cannot speak.
Tam. The creeper was going to be played, fucking shit, by Lance Henriksen from Alien. Yeah, and he was also Pumpkinhead.
Yeah.
Yeah. But dropped out of the film for reasons unknown. Jonathan Breck ultimately got the part after mimicking movements from different animals at the audition, and he was bald the entire time. So his character, he shaved his head and everything. And the creeper, if you look at the guy, the actor who plays him, Jonathan Breck, is fucking hot. He is gorgeous. I saw him and I was like, wait a minute, that's the creeper? He's a good looking man. I would have been like, creeper.
Get on over here, buddy.
You and me, creeper. It's us too. All right. So what are we watching this on? I think we had to rent it. Did we have to rent it?
I did have to rent it. Oh, he is nice.
Right? I'm trying to picture him bald. I can't.
I can't picture him bald. His hair is really nice.
Yeah.
I did have to rent it. It was $3.99. There were two versions on Amazon, but they had different covers, but they were the same year, the same length. And the other one was, video is currently unavailable. So This one, you just have to rent it.
I wonder why. Maybe there's scene cuts or something.
It was, I'm not going to go back because
directors.
It was just weird.
Cut.
I see that every once in a while, but like it was the same length. Mm-hmm. Cause I thought it maybe was two different movies, but it just has a different cover on it.
Interesting.
But everything, the summary, everything was the same.
All right.
So cool. When you look it up on Amazon, you will see two of them. I guess it doesn't matter which one you pick because everything seems to be the same.
Yeah.
But we did have to rent. It was $3.99.
Okay. Not bad.
Regardless of
HD
or SD, they're the same price.
All right, guys. You can email us drunkandscary@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Slasher, Twitter, Instagram. You can also message us on those platforms, or you can email us drunkandscary@gmail.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and all other stuff. Just Google us, Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary. Ready?
That was amazing.
Thank you.
So good.
Thank you.
I was like, should I interject? I'm just going to let it go.
Usually I'll pause. By the end of the night, you're probably going to have to do it because I know my ass is going to be drunk.
But I was just like staring like, wow.
It's just practice. All right. We do this every Friday.
Every Friday.
For you guys and for us, because we like to watch horror movies and talk shit.
Yeah, we'd be doing it anyway. We just decided.
If you're listening or not, we're still going to do it.
You guys, we're gonna it's be nice old. To know that there are people listening with us, but yes, we do it to, even without you.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate you guys, all of our horror fan, or not fans, horror friend community, horror listener community.
Well, they're horror fans. Them listening doesn't make them fans of us. They just like movies. And they like our choices.
Talk shit.
And they like to listen to two old ladies.
Either way, we appreciate you guys.
Couple old biddies.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
We love you.
You could be our friend.
Yay, friends.
Okay.
Okay.
Pressing play now.
I went, which is so funny. Salva said, cheers.
Cheers.
Jeepers creepers. That... When he made this, he wanted people to feel
scared.
Not only scared, but what the characters felt like. What would you do in that situation type? He wanted them to have a connection with the film, which is crazy because I went and I saw this with my brother when it first came out. My brother and I are very close. So when we watched it the whole time, I was going, I would totally go get you. I would never... let you die. You see what she did? I would never do that. You would have came out like I was just, and he was like, me too, man. Me too. Like after the film, driving home in the dark, we're like, oh shit, I don't see any trucks. Do you? No.
I've seen this before, but like I was telling you before.
Yeah.
I remember barely anything. I remember that Justin Long was in it.
Yes.
And maybe a maybe
I remember some of it pretty well, but it's like, been a while.
Not 100% sure.
2009, what's that? 11 years?
2001.
Fuck.
Yeah.
20 years.
Dude, we were watching...
Shit.
Right before I came over here.
I was 24.
We were watching 10 Things I Hate About You, and my husband goes, what year was this put out? Oh, this was 22 years ago, and I was like... yes. I think I just threw up in my mouth. 22 years ago? What?
That is insane. Time flies, guys. Enjoy it.
It was very upsetting.
So Salva said they had a hard time filming in Florida because every scene, every area that they picked was just beautiful. So they had to dim it a little bit on certain scenes to make it look gloomy and scary.
Like, Florida's too cheerful.
Yes, and the cast and crew constantly were complaining, but they pushed on because of the heat. It would get to 90 to 110 degrees sometimes.
That was a stop sign.
I'm going to turn off the light.
Okay. Oh, he's a baby. Look how little.
He was 22 when he did this. This was his first horror movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is dangerous, dude. You can't see around it. Probably Georgia.
Gay forever.
Wait, that's a six.
So they did all of those license plates on purpose.
They what?
They printed all those plates on purpose.
Ah.
Trisha, why are you driving home for spring break with your brat brother? and not heading off somewhere with that nice Mr. Polly sidetrack team guy.
I will tell them the exact same thing I'll tell you. None of your goddamn business.
What? But you don't think I can understand the complex nature of your relationships?
No, I look at you as a real expert.
Whatever, I don't...
So all these cars were rented by from locals.
Nice. This is a nice car.
Yeah. And they weren't allowed to drive it, though, because they didn't want any damage to it. So they didn't allow either of them drive it.
So I have driven three places in Texas where
it's like that.
It's only...
Me too.
Like... church radio and country music that's all staticky, and that's it.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter how many times you cycle through every station, that's all you're getting.
Mm-hmm. When we drive south back home, we take all farm roads to avoid traffic, and between on the way through Beeville, there's an area where you'll catch, they'll put like TV stuff on, and one time we were driving, they had Seinfeld on, which is really cool. There it is.
Jesus Christ.
So the original owner of this truck, he never drives it. He always has it parked in his garage, but he let them use it every time for 2 and 3 as well.
Oh my gosh, get off. Get under the road. Get into the grass. What kind of truck is that? I mean, it looks like maybe like a delivery truck or like an army truck.
I think he's trying to make it look like an army truck. So at the time of the release of this movie, it was the highest grossing film ever to be released during Labor Day weekend. But then record would subsequently be broken by its own sequel, Jeepers Creepers 2 in 2003. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that dude totally peed his pants.
Yeah. Inbred. Yes.
That would be accurate.
You are correct. Ding, ding, ding.
Look at her face. She knows.
So that car that they're driving is a 1960 Chevrolet Impala. The gear shift in the car was originally in the steering column. It was installed into the floorboard to fit the needs of the script.
Nice. So their friends died on this highway?
I guess.
So they think she thinks it was that truck, maybe?
Maybe.
Oh, not their friends. Class of 78.
Mm. Where is it? The Creeper's truck is a 1941 Chevrolet Heavy Duty Co., which stands for Cab Over Engine.
Huh. Okay. Beating you?
That's mine. That's 3 to 5. Oh, shit.
Beating you. Oh, siblings.
Oh, I know.
I hear this a lot with my girls.
My brother would do this.
I can't deal with that.
Like,
no.
So on this scene, he was really taking a piss. A little trivia for you. He's really peeing, guys. She's not, maybe.
Was mine. Oh, you are a class act. You know that?
So when they were driving and they were talking about her boyfriend and he was joking around and he said, is he beating you? She was like kind of shocked, and then he mentioned like the license plate that he was reading.
Yeah.
And she was kind of relieved because she thought he guessed what was going on between her and her boyfriend. So apparently her boyfriend was beating her.
It's a pretty tree.
It is. Yes, that is a beautiful tree.
Thanks.
You're welcome. We were just talking about how musicians get really far up on the microphone.
I noticed the more into the movie ears. I get so close. And then I'm like, oh, what am I doing?
What am I doing? Falling asleep. I'm not a singer. On the mic.
You just hear it. Drive faster. Get away from there.
I know.
He's clearly unstable.
Oh, they saw. Okay.
Oh,
so that's what apparently the... On the Depew case, the brother and sister saw.
Got it. Nice.
And then he spotted them spying on him. So he tailgated them. You're fucked. You're so fucked.
You guys are the most
fucked. Look at him. He's huge. He's actually like 6 foot tall. What the hell was he doing? There was something on that plane. Wrapped in a sheet. I'm not scared knowing what's under that. Yes, I am.
Just get us out of here.
Get on the cell phone. Where? It's in the gym bag.
Just drive, dude. No reception. Oh no, here he comes.
That could be an ice cream truck.
Well, you gotta be kidding me.
Drive fast. Drive fast. Go.
The point of having a portable phone, idiot, is that it works.
Look at that phone.
Yeah, and I have cigarette lighter that doesn't work.
Fuck.
What did I say? My car. She taking my car.
Oh my god.
It's like he outfitted the truck to ram other things.
Yeah.
You know?
To be sturdy. Jesus Christ, he's fucking flying, dude.
That's kind of impressive. It looks so heavy.
It does.
Get into the grass, dude.
It's
get into
all
the grass.
Sheet metal. No, it would have been flapping. Oh, my God. He's going to ram. Oh, no. Not the car.
And they don't have seatbelts.
God damn it. It's a classic. It's a classic. Stop it. My car. Get it together. Come on. Oh, my God.
If it's her car, why isn't she driving?
They're taking turns. Oh, my God.
It's such a pretty car, too.
It is.
That steering wheel he has, that's how my mom's steering wheel was on the car that I learned how to drive. You gotta spin it like a boat. I call it her boat car.
Just let him fucking go. Oh, my God.
When I said go in the grass, that's not really what I meant, but I guess it gets the job done.
Miss the tree.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Get out and run.
Where?
Hide up in that tree.
Do other people live in this country?
But then they stop for a pee break.
That's scary.
On my way home from dropping off my son at therapy today, a truck showed up really close behind me.
Oh, no.
And all I saw were his lights. Like, he can't, I guess he just changed lanes or something, but all of a sudden he was, all I could see was the hood.
Yeah.
I couldn't see. And I was like, what the fuck?
Some people,
I'm already speeding.
Will get right up on you, man. There's some people just
minivan.
Jerks. I usually just move over. I'm like,
I was on the on-ramp to get on the highway. There was nowhere else for me to go.
Yeah, that sucks.
I was like, I'm speeding already. I can't.
I'm trying my hardest.
She's really pretty.
So they picked her because they said she was the most convincing of looking scared out of all of the people who tried out.
Or she just had a really expressive face.
Yeah.
Drive on home and call the cops.
And you know
what we should do.
Bullshit, I do.
Bullshit, you don't. Look me in the eye and tell me you can just drive away.
Yep.
Just drive off. Leave who's ever back there back there. Maybe find out later they'd still be alive if you'd just gone back.
Don't try and make this about the right thing to do. You just want to go back there and see if there's something nasty at the end of that pipe.
Okay. That face is yes, but also.
Yeah.
They do a really good job of acting like siblings. Yeah. Like, it seems pretty natural.
It does. Actually, I would have told my brother, no. You want to go? You get down here. Walk your ass over there. I'm going to keep driving. I'll send the cops when I get there. Oh, no, they're going to go to the house. They're going to drive in the driveway. What the shit? These guys are on a suicide mission. Carrie, if you said, let's go back. What if that were you? I'd be like, I guess I'm gonna die.
I guess poor alternate Pam is dead.
Like, fuck that. If it was me, I would have been dead already. Don't go back.
This is a bad omen. Look at all those birds. Run away.
Seriously. We got those in our yard.
Oh my gosh. Did I tell you?
They're huge.
Did a bird shit on me?
No.
Like 3 days ago? I went outside. I was outside talking to my husband. He was under the tree with all the leaves. I saw all these blackbirds up in the tree, and they're the ones that scare me, so I wasn't going near that tree. I was under the one that has no leaves. It's just bare branches. I was under that, and I looked at my phone to pull up a news article to tell him something. Something hit my glasses. I thought I got hit with a rock.
Oh, no.
And I froze, like, how did I get hit by a rock? And then I looked, and it was, like, all down my glasses. And my husband just goes, dude, that bird just shit on your face. And I just, like,
sitting there. Well, they say when a bird shits on you, it's good luck. I don't see how.
No, I was like, what the fuck? And I took my glasses off. It was all over my glasses.
Ew.
It splattered on the side of my face.
Ew.
It was on my jacket.
You don't watch it.
I just stared at it, and he was like,
In shock. Oh, my God,
do you need help? Like, no, I got it. And I went in, like, washing everything, scrubbing antibacterial and everything.
Oh, my God.
He told your husband, and he started laughing. He goes, you know that's good luck, right?
Yes.
Like, no.
See? He knows.
It was on my face. It's
that's
not good
they
luck.
They say.
I'm so pissed. Like I didn't already
How
hate you
How is it good
guys?
Luck to get shit on? Shit on.
Like, I stayed under the tree that had no leaves and no birds. I was watching the other birds. And then I came back out later, and my husband was like, you're so brave standing under that tree again. Like,
that's not good luck. That's shit luck.
I was like, no, this proves my point. These birds are evil.
Oh, my God. Haven't we taught you anything? Do not yell. Hello.
I think he's really thinking this person's still alive in here. They were wrapped up like a mummy, like full on.
He said he heard something.
Oh my God,
Derry.
He just wants to slide down that awesome slide. Oh, I heard that too. It's like a raccoon. Yeah, but how are you going to get back up? It's all slippery and gross. Oh my God, he's going face first. I thought he was going to slide.
Is he going to go down?
He's going down head first. Oh, okay, okay.
She's going to hold
his feet so he can't go all the way down.
Okay. That's when you come up, take off, go to a phone and say, hey, we saw this.
Get the cops. They're more equipped to handle this anyway.
Yeah. I saw this, and that. Quit kicking. Stop kicking. Stop kicking. Oh, no.
Ooh, face first into the rats. Ew, what is it? Oh, I thought it was mud.
Fuck, he hit hard. Wouldn't he have landed?
Looks like he cut his hand too.
On bodies or something? You go.
Derry.
Darry.
Okay.
Like the town. Wait.
Like in Maine, like Stephen King's Derry, that's D-E, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, wait. That's why I was like, wait.
I wasn't sure she said Derry or Derek or Gary.
Huh? Say that again. He's hurt.
Dude, you know he got the breath the wind knocked out of him. Yeah. He's struggling for a second there.
Oh, yep. There's his cut. His hand cut. Oh, I'm missing a shoe.
That was my favorite shoe. Oh, there. It was your fault.
Yeah, you wanted to go back there.
You didn't mind kicking your feet. He easily could have used his hands to push himself back up.
He didn't want to touch anything. He was like, ew, gross. Go get help.
But yeah, if a body was dropped in there, you'd think it would have landed right where he landed.
Yeah, unless they, because, like, wriggled away.
Because he's a body that dropped down there.
Yes, he is. I concur.
What do you see? What is it?
Show us. Show us. There it is. It rolled.
But I was
when he tossed it, it rolled.
I was so sure there was going to be, like, a bunch of them down there.
Right? Is it just his first victim? Go call 911. Go to the nearest town and call 911.
I mean, kind of, he's like the safest person right now. The guy can't get to him unless he goes down there too. So she could just get out of there. I don't know, man. It looks like it's placed there on purpose. Do a little toe nudge.
It's something, hey. Right? Hey. Poke it with a stick.
Poke it with... It's not a meteor, guys. You could poke this.
You can poke this. Do you want to poke this? Maybe he tied it up for a reason. Maybe it's evil. There you go. Little toe tap.
Oh, did it move?
It moved. Found her body. He's still alive. Don't be scared. Help him.
Get it untied. Untie the thing.
Yes. Come on, dude. Yes. Rip it.
Talk to it. I'm saying it because I don't know. But he looks like he was dead.
So they weren't going to give this person lines, but they decided to. What?
He's so itchy. There's bugs in there.
Oh my God. That? It's like stitches. stitches.
Stowed. He stowed it.
What the fuck? Hide.
Hide?
Hide? Hide. Hide, hide. Oh, no. Go call 911. I'm gonna hide. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Done. Movie over. Police show up. Sheriff, DPS. They don't have DPS.
FBI.
FBI. Everybody. Tell her.
Right this minute. Get some hustle. Get help.
Tell her. Oh, okay, good. Hide.
You don't think I'm going in there, do you? Get out to the road, flag down anyone you see, tell them to get the cops out of here right away. There's gotta be a way out. I'm gonna find them. And Trish, as you see that old truck coming, you get back to this pipe, you holler down as loud as you can.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just wanna get you to have a sense of urgency.
I would have been running. She seems right. Very like, okay.
Yeah, I guess this is where I'm going.
Walk carefully to my car, even though nobody's here.
Yet.
Except all these birds squawking at me.
Those birds are reason enough to run away. Jesus, he fucked that guy
what
up.
What did he take from him? A liver? There's another one. Poke him.
And another, that's what I was expecting.
Kick them all.
A pile of bodies. Kick all of them. Anyone else? Anybody else has something
kick,
to say?
Kick, kick.
Is this one of those video games where you got to try to talk to everyone?
So he's just dumping bodies down there after he tortures them. Oh, look at on the wall to your left. Is that a person? You see him?
Oh, he said it's a church basement.
Or is it a statue? Oh, okay, okay. I was like, what the fuck?
I was more interested in whatever the hell that is over there on the right. Looks like legs.
Something.
It's like a laboratory or something.
Is this where Frankenstein was made?
This is where all the spiders live.
It's alive!
Yes. Look how clean those bottles are.
I know, right? They're not like moldy, but they're spider webs.
It's like it's covered in cobwebs, so you'd think it's old, but that one bottle
those are covered
fresh.
With dust. Maybe whatever the elements were in the jar.
Some kind of weird
mixed
demonic
and made that color.
Carving.
Right? It's red mold.
Red mold. Guys, you always have to look out for the red mold.
It's the worst mold ever. If it's red, you're dead. Excuse me. Are those legs and arms? Are those bodies?
They look like
look
bodies.
At all the bodies. Holy shit. What the fuck?
Why is it taking you so long to tie your shoes?
Seriously. This is why I wear Vans. No shoelaces.
Oh my gosh.
Look
yes.
at all of
it
them.
Is. It is.
Whoa.
They all have something weird done to him.
Is he like making them into or like some kind of mummification where they're not decaying? How can he have that many bodies and none
maybe
of them?
Maybe they're all fresh. This was just his weekend.
Oh, fuck. That's a busy weekend. Jeez.
He's so tired. That's why he's so cranky
that
right now.
That explains so much. Work can do that.
Like, do you know how stressed I am?
Monday body, Tuesday body, Wednesday body, Thursday. Not only bodies, surgeries and cutting and sewing. I have to sew them back up.
What is she doing?
I have to hang them on the wall.
I thought she was going to drive to find somebody.
She's going to get help.
But she's not. She's just standing there.
Seriously, get in your car and fucking go.
He told her to drive out to flag someone down. She's just waiting for someone to drive past.
I guess.
They hadn't seen, like, other than that RV. Is she waiting for the RV?
Maybe. No, the RV turned down that one road.
Oh, yeah. What is she doing, man? Drive away, find somebody, and come back.
Write the address down.
It's the church on the side of the road that's all boarded up.
That looks like a murder house.
Oh, we know that place.
It is a murder house. But you're not looking at the house. You're looking at the hole.
Basement.
Look at all. Ew.
Aw.
Whoa.
He did something weird to those.
He's just... That one's next cut. What is it? He's just like
cutting
them.
They're holding hands.
Them and...
He must have got them together.
They're sewn together. Whoa. Oh, it's those kids that his sister was talking about.
All right. They look like wax.
Wax, right? Girl. Get a clue.
The bad guy's going to come back.
Drive.
And you're going to be just chilling in the driveway.
I'm disappointed in her.
Right? Didn't you just say girls were smarter than boys?
She did say that. I
look the other way. Look the other way.
I was there.
Turn around.
Behind you. Look behind you.
You're the worst lookout ever.
Behind you.
And honestly, she should hear it, you know? There's nothing.
Yeah. Run. He already saw you.
Right, in your bright red
he
shirt.
He already saw you. Look at him. Hauling ass to you to fuck you up.
What are you going to do now? You obviously can't outrun him. You've already proven that before. Your car doesn't go as fast as his.
It won't even start.
I am digging that gear shift, though.
Right?
Get out and run, lady.
Come on. Push the clutch.
Oh, wait. That's a different one. It's a different truck.
Wave them down. Help. Help. Get him murdered, too. Oh, my God. He got out. Let's go.
Yeah, let's leave right now. Can we leave? Can
let's
we
go.
Leave? We got to call.
Get the fuck out of here. Let's
all
go.
All the letters. All the cops.
Get in. Get in. Let's go. Let's go.
He's in shock. That he poor is. Boy. Can you imagine seeing something like that in real life? How do you rationalize it?
Get in the car. Let's go.
Poor boy. That's so much therapy.
Yeah.
He's covered in cobwebs.
All those bodies. Look at him. Total shock. Fuck. Of course.
You guys are so bad at road trips.
Seriously. Remind me to never go on a road trip with you guys. Pertwilla. Poor thing.
Ooh, but if they stop, the gas station would have a phone. They can call the cops.
In the middle of the country? Hopefully.
What? She did lose her head.
Just like they said. He sewed it back on.
Dude, it's so fucked up. There's so much trauma.
Yeah. Are they there yet? I feel like we've been driving forever. Oh, food and gas. Yes. Food. Fuel. I swallowed a lime seed.
Oh no, a lime's gonna grow in your tummy now.
My mom used to tell me that. And I really thought it would. I swallowed a watermelon seed.
I was told that, but it was a watermelon.
And I freaked out because I swallowed one, and I remember telling my dad, and my dad laughing his ass off at me. I seriously thought I was pregnant with a watermelon. Oh, kids are stupid. Oh, no.
Maybe he didn't see you.
Oh, he saw them.
Guys got eagle eyes. Call the cops. Get in there. Tell everybody in that station. Doesn't look like a gas station.
Nobody's there.
There's the gas. Okay.
Excuse me, we need help. I need you to please call the police. The police?
Wow.
We need help now. Please.
What's the matter with you? Some kids run in and you just stare at them?
Yeah. So the name of the restaurant where Trish and Derry stop is called Opper. This is a tribute to Barry Opper, producer of the movie Critters, and who collaborated in the film.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's him.
What's your favorite movie? Trish.
Answer it, guys. Have you seen the cats yet? Have you seen
the cat lady? What? She's got a cat. That's not your house phone.
House of pain.
Like jump around, jump up and get down. I would say, can you help me?
Are you?
Can you help me get away from him?
Ow! What do we do? I'm so close to the computer right now. Like,
oh, look at the doggy. Hey, little puppy. She's got the cunning.
Am I beating you?
No, think about it.
Think about it, for Christ's sake. Oh, hold on. I need you to listen to this.
Where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those eyes?
Okay. Oh.
They said it. They said it.
You hear that song, you run.
Oh my God. I'm already drunk. Cheap date tonight, Terry.
You guys are the worst. Somebody calls you knowing everything about your situation.
And you deny their help.
And you don't even ask her the right questions.
Lame.
All right. Ready?
Yes, I am. Cheers.
Hello.
Let's talk with the cops and get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah.
Ooh, I see a cop car.
Hey,
That is a good looking sergeant right there.
I was just sitting there like, well, hello, well, officer.
A little six pack. Take your shirt back off.
I feel like at this point, even if the cops don't believe him,
yeah,
it wouldn't hurt anything to just go and look.
In that pipe, right?
Yeah.
Do your job. Go investigate.
I mean, they probably don't even need a warrant. The way that church is all boarded up, it looks like nobody owns it.
Yeah.
Oh. These kids you saw in that hall, who were they again?
Dude, you made a mistake telling them that. You should have just talked about the bodies and not given names.
Yeah.
He
had a ring on his finger. What are you saying? I told you I'd like grab one of them like this. And it was hard, like petrified wood, like he preserved them or something. He's got them all stitched together like some kind of quilt. I'm just trying to get all the facts. And I told you the facts. And this guy drives an old brown truck and he nearly killed us. And we saw twice. Him through a body down the pipe. Okay.
People are trying to eat here.
Right. Wouldn't you take them down to your little station?
Yeah.
And question them there instead of in the restaurant in front of every or in front of everybody. Good, because I'm not
lying. Look at this from my point of view, okay? Yeah. But there's no reason not to go look. That's your car out the pumps, isn't
it? Yeah? Oh no, what happened to it? What?
Hey, cops. Cops. The man there at your car.
The what?
Man there. That laundry. Oh shit, you guys are so
oh,
fucked.
Oh no.
Hello, officers.
Okay. What?
It's like the big smile. How do you tell if someone likes a smile? Right.
Experience waitress wanted. I am an experienced waitress.
I am as well. I used to work at a 50s diner. I could do love that it. Shit.
I am all down for waitressing.
Please, officer, go look.
Yeah.
Officer, do your fucking job. I'm getting so mad at this officer.
Oh, no. His name is on his underwear. He's like, oh, no. He has my name.
Are you interested in a handprint? Hell yeah. Come on.
What? Let me see. Oh. Looks like somebody did. Did you see the shadow from behind?
Yes. These are the worst cops. I'm getting so mad.
It's flying. It has wings. Look at me. I'm about to fly. I'm flying.
Is it an angel? He was at a church.
It looks so fabulous. If he took off that mask, he would look fabulous. Yes. Follow them all the way home. How do you get to the church and back to the diner so fast? He's not humanoid.
You would have heard his truck. His truck's so loud.
It definitely is. He drives fast, but not that fast. I remember the school bus.
Is it the sequel?
It's this one.
Okay, because like... That's all I can remember was the school bus.
You kept mentioning it, but I vividly remember it. But I'm going, was no school bus. I'm pretty sure there wasn't a school bus. But now, excuse me, going into this scene, it's coming back, so I... The church is on fire. So now I remember school bus because I remember seeing... This brought some back.
Okay.
I'm getting those. She's just sitting there. Hands aren't on the wheel. Oh, now they are. It just looks like she's sitting there. She's not really driving it.
They didn't let them. Strip a gram cop.
Susie and the Banshees.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Beep, 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 beep. You know what I'm talking about.
Say what?
Oh, no. Look.
Where'd you get those papers?
Listen. Listen.
Oh, no. Girl, you're so brave. Gun. Gun. Get your gun. Oh, no. Why did they turn the volume up so high?
He turned it up. Oh, my God. What? Oh. Get in the cop car and go.
Nice.
The cop car is probably way faster.
Ooh, that's true.
But you have to get out of that car to get to the other car.
Just... drive some more.
Go ahead. You can't pull up next to it.
Might be harder to get through the roof of this car. It's old. Old cars are like sturdy, you know?
They're very sturdy.
Police?
No.
Police?
Just get in the car.
Saviors?
And go.
Grown-ups? You're supposed to help us?
The state police, not just any police.
It's like... state troopers, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like the DPS here. Wait.
Girl, you just saw a head of the strippogram cop. Why you gotta touch things, dude?
He's seeing the heat from the footprint. Mm-mm. Let's go. We need to go. Let's go. Call your sister.
Trish, get back in the car.
Trish, let's go. Trish, get in the fucking car.
It's him. He's in the driver's seat.
Get in the car, Trish.
Run away. Oh my God.
Get in the car.
Trish.
Go. 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 Roll up your fucking windows. Go. Oh my God.
Still? No? You're not even turning the car on?
No?
Turn the car on? Really?
I'm just going to sit here and get a kill.
What is happening?
We're going to give him a head start, Terry.
Okay, man. Wait till you get to the trunk and then start going.
It's only fair. The back of his head looks like a dickhead, but this is not him whistling.
Tastes so darn good. Eat that head.
When the creeper's whistling, the Johnny Mercer standard that gives the movie its title, the whistling actually belongs to movies editor Ed Marks. His rendition of the tune was just supposed to be a place filler until Victor Salva could find someone.
Is he kissing it?
Who's whistling he liked better, but never did. Sorry. I'm trying my best, guys.
Oh no, he's licking it, sniffing it.
Ew.
Now he's kissing it.
Making out with it.
I mean, he was a handsome police officer, but. Nope. Eating. It's eating. I can hear it. Start your car.
Go! Ew! Start the car! This bitch! Put the clutch in! Push the clutch in! Move! Oh my god.
Wow, they could have been so far by now.
Way far by now. But they could have avoided this entire situation if they would have not gone down to the pipe.
Ooh, torture truck. Look at all those tools. It looks like that barn on Twister, you know,
when they run in. It's a bunch of bodies. He's like Tetrising them in there.
But like all the stuff, yeah. You know what I'm talking about, yeah. On Twister when they run in and it's just like hatchets and machetes, yes, and shit everywhere.
Oh, wait. Oh, the fucking head. He forgot the head. So it's like he's placing these things to torture the shit out of them.
Why are you driving like that? Slow down. Don't slow down. Just stay in one lane.
Move! Let me drive! Go!
Is that a house?
No, don't go to the house. Keep fucking driving till you get to a big city.
So you just told me to stop. I didn't say stop, I said slow down. Up to the next town.
That's true.
You need the next phone? Because it's pretty goddamn far. You want to wait to find out?
Let's go over here and make sure this family gets killed as well.
Why are you getting families killed, yo?
That's so rude.
Seriously. They weren't doing anything but enjoying their evening. You had to fuck it up with your problems. You're so selfish. Whom? That looks
Runaway.
Like a person.
That looks like its own horror movie. You got two different horror movies going on here.
I see you, lady. There she is.
I like your porch.
So. Sam, who are you? It's me. You said we can come over?
Patricia Jenner. This is my brother, Derry.
Cool, let's go. The end, go.
I need to call the Portola County Police.
The house where the cat lady lived was the home of an actual cat lady, although the film's felines were provided by an animal trainer. Victor Salva had planned for a more extensive sequence inside the house, but budget outs forced him to trim the scenes.
All right.
That's my drunk explanation. And they got all her cats to look out by rubbing tuna on the screens.
And she's so close to the screens.
Yeah. So all the cats, if you notice, they're all looking out because there's tuna on the screens. And they smell it, you see?
Call the sheriff's station. Just don't give them this address. And don't go out on the interstate where they ought to be. My babies don't like strangers.
How many babies do you have?
More than a couple.
I've got to get out of here right now.
He's not wrong.
Nope. She's going inside.
That is more than a couple.
There's a lot of cats. Ooh, I bet her house smells like pneumonia.
The wind just stopped blowing?
It's a creature.
What?
The creature's coming.
Like an episode of Scooby-Doo.
You hear the cat?
Nope.
There he is.
Run away, run away.
Get in the car, get in the car.
I'm so sorry we killed you, old lady. Run away.
Not my scarecrow.
Oh shit, hey.
You got 10 seconds to get your ass out of my yard.
Just shoot his ass, Granny. Fuck that guy.
I'm gonna tell you twice.
Don't give him 10 seconds. Give him 2. 1,
pull it.
2. Bam.
Pull it. Pull it. Pull it. Ah! Yeah, what are you packing, Grandma? Shit.
Oh, her cat.
Her cat. Oh, get in your car and go while she fights his ass off.
I like her robe. Bye, kitties.
Get up and go. Get up and go.
She made her choice. Run.
Let's sit here and wait and see what's going to happen to her.
They're the worst.
You think she shot him? No. No. I don't think so.
No, he moves so fast.
He is.
Oh, it's not dead. Her. Oh, no.
Dead.
She's not doing anything, so just assume.
They had like a good 20-second head start.
Oh, my God.
From the time she ran off to now.
Y'all could be gone by
now. He's holding her up like a puppet.
Hey, we have your cats.
Click. Psych. I'm dead.
Hello?
Oh. Does she have cat slippers?
I was about to ask if those were cats.
You got me.
Oh my God, you guys. Run away.
Seriously. These guys are the worst. Look at his
teeth.
Ew.
They're like little needle teeth.
They are. Weird. The better for ripping flesh with. That car. You guys. Your sister. I mean, I love classic cars. But make sure when you take it on a... Oh, fucking first gear. Pop it in second. Oh my God, just go. Just go. Then just reverse. Go reverse.
Ooh, look at that. That was nice.
He's so fancy.
I'm so impressed with the bad guy right now.
Does he take gymnastics or parkour?
Both.
Both.
He's a badass. He's going to have the most skills.
Parkour-nastics.
Run him over.
Him. He's waiting. So,
he's like,
the contacts he had to wear, he was pretty much blind. He said he could not see anything.
Oh, that sucks.
So he would have to memorize his marks. But yeah.
Woo!
Damn. Damn!
Are you kidding me? Just go.
Hardcore parkour.
She's dead set on hitting him. He's clearly not going to be hit.
Seriously.
He's too agile and nimble.
Nimble.
He's nimble.
I like that word. You're so nimble.
As soon as I said it, I was like, you don't really think of a monster like that being associated with the
it
word
makes
nimble.
Him less scary.
But
he's nimble.
He's so nimble.
Have you ever seen Jeepers Creepers? You know the guy? He's pretty nimble, huh?
Yeah. You remember that scene where he was so nimble? Oh my God, Trish.
Keep going.
Just go.
Grab that knife and keep going.
He did that on purpose. So now the next time you try to hit him, he could just go. He just grab you because you have no window now.
No, you have none.
Grab that weapon.
None windows.
Run.
Oh, Trish. God, just go. Seriously, you're going to fuck up your car.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Please, can we stop
that? That's three times. Can this be the last?
Enough. Just go.
You need to leave. It's like a reptile, almost.
Just go. One more time for good luck. Just one more.
It's nice and smushed. Mm-hmm. Leave.
He's getting back together.
Is he?
I think so. See him? Mm. He's coming back together nicely, guys.
Y'all could have been gone.
Run his ass over again and go.
Oh.
So this is where they reveal he's not a humanoid.
Oh, this is where?
Yeah. Right here, in case you were wondering. It's this moment right here.
Yeah, that scalp and those teeth. I was still thinking.
Just a guy, right? Some random guy. Just some dude.
I think he went to the grocery store that I go to the other day.
He just ate shitloads of candy when he was a kid. He never brushed. Nobody taught him.
Trish.
He did all his dental work himself. Yeah. Just drive, yeah.
Well, yeah, you keep doing that. Oh, man.
Fuck.
Those were some nice wings.
They were pretty nice. I would never stop. I'd just keep driving until I got to my destination.
I hope they actually filled up the car with gas when they were at that station.
Oh, are they at the police station? Guy looks like trouble.
Looks like it's not his first time there.
What are we boosting tonight? Well, why don't you come over here and find a healthy daddy?
He's like, okay. Yeah.
Mom.
Get all those missing.
So,
I bet I know where they are.
This poster.
Aw, little boy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that guy he talked to on there?
I think so.
Tisha? Tisha and Derry, right?
Oh, I love her. She's on Bones.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Giselle?
Giselle?
Derry Jenna. Giselle Gay-Hartman. How do you do?
Jess, come on. They've been through a lot, okay?
Tisha?
God damn it, Jess.
Okay, when Derry's looking at the missing person posters in the police station, there are several comedic comments, such as Tim Sullivan's hair being Dusty Beaver, and his occupation being a butcher, a baker, and a candlestick maker, among others.
You don't have to believe I'm psychic. You don't have to
Oh, I love her. Uh-oh.
You see the cats yet? That's all about all those cats, too.
That was you. You called us.
Excuse me for a second.
She's got the cunning, Terry.
I need you to listen and not talk, okay? To me,
it's all about the cunning.
Suck to dream this kind of crap every night.
Okay. So as the number 23 points out, 2 divided by 3 is 0.666, repeating forever. Hence the significance of Jeepers reappearing every 23 years for 23 days. Okay.
It dresses like a man. But only to hide that it's not.
Beating you.
So it's bee eating you?
Bee eating you? Not beating you?
Ah, yes, a monster with a sense of humor.
I think some monsters can be pretty funny.
Like Freddy Krueger.
He's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, he's walking. She fucked him up.
What the hell?
Well, he got all smashed after she ran over him like 4 times.
That's for sure. What? What?
Like that sheriff, that sergeant's tongue?
Trying to freak people out so it can smell
them? Christ, Jerry, why are we standing here with her?
Oh, because she knows things.
She knows all of the things
of the
thing.
She knew about the cats.
She's got the cunning.
Somebody talk to me.
That guy's scared of the dark. I'm seeing things.
Oh, there you go, buddy.
There's generator back up. We need some of those.
Seriously, that would have been helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Lockdown.
Too many hearts?
So stab it in the heart?
Mm-hmm.
Chop its head off?
Mm-hmm. I find chopping its head off is usually the best solution.
That kills a lot of things. I learned that from Buffy.
Things that can't die, you dismember them completely.
Yes.
And bury their body parts in different areas. I learned that from Supernatural. Uh-oh. What is it?
Dude, how did you not see that? I know it's dark, but...
Oh, no. Is he eating?
Oh, he's so strong. You see what he did to those prison bars?
See how big he is?
A new leg?
He's eating him.
Because his leg was messed up, so yeah. He ate a new leg.
Whoa, did you see that?
And an arm.
So, get back. Walk gun? Slowly.
Something? Seriously, you're anything. Just going to watch it? Why is everybody watching this?
There you go. Pull that fucking. Yes. Pull it again.
You're so close to it. Yeah. Just tell me you're not missing it.
Fuck. No.
Where'd you get those peepers?
No. Jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those eyes? Look at Justin Long's face.
But one of you is screaming. Screaming down in the dark somewhere. Screaming the last scream you'll ever scream.
God damn it.
Oh, no.
What exactly are you doing here?
Cheers, cheers to Jeepers, Drunken Creepers.
Oh, man.
Sorry, how rude of me. Would you like some
oh, no.
raw almonds?
No, thank you.
They're nutritious and delicious.
No, thanks.
Okay.
I'd follow that lady, the whatever whole, she says.
Yeah, seriously. She seems to know
clearly
more.
Clearly, you know stuff.
I mean, I know these guys have weapons and stuff, but still. She has a little more knowledge and background about this thing.
Okay.
The weirdest fucking body
you've ever seen.
Oh. Dog! He's gone, Sarge. This guy just climbed up the fucking wall.
You are not making one goddamn bit of sense.
This guy's not making sense.
This fucker is gone. A mover and a shaker?
Yeah.
We lost him on the stairwell. He's heading right up to you. Be ready.
I sent the cookie up. Go check it out. You.
Yeah.
We haven't bonded yet.
5 so. Years. And when 1 to 5 years. Come on. You first. This is excellent training.
And he's a freshman up here.
This is a great example. Let's take this moment to teach the others what not to do in this situation. Oh my gosh.
All of you have guns.
Seriously, somebody.
All of you. There's what of you? 20? Shoot.
Bang, bang, bang.
Anybody?
Bang, bang. No? We're just gonna. Whoa, did you see the hole he left in him?
Yes.
Everybody has guns.
Every single one of you. He took his heart.
These are old guns, not new gun.
Took
new
his gun.
Cops.
I mean, nope.
Yeah.
Took his heart. Not his gun. The gun.
His heart is his gun.
The gun.
My bullets are love. Jeez. And I'll shoot that love at you as many times as I can. And I'll reload every time, God damn it, because I love
him
you.
To death. Run
so
away.
So that's your chance to leave.
Go. He's
no
literally
shit.
Occupied right now.
Go. Go. What do you see? What are the possibilities? Find us a way to get out of here, lady. You know things. Well, what good are you?
He's killing all those cops.
Mm-hmm.
Get out.
There's
There's no other way except the front.
Except the front? Okay, let's go.
Why didn't you dream of something useful? I thought if you knew what I saw, maybe you could change it. Why the hell do you think I'm here?
Oh.
That's poor boy.
Look at him. Sorry. Sorry, guys. I know.
Are they ever wrong? Are your dreams ever wrong?
No.
She doesn't know shit.
Oh my God, there he is. Too late.
Get upstairs!
Now! Oh, man.
She had time to go, too. She just didn't feel like running.
I think maybe she wants to distract him, maybe? Try to save them? She seems like she's trying to save
them. Is she? I don't know.
No, okay.
Well, I mean, I understand, like, sacrificing yourself, but if they got time to run, you got time to run. But as a distraction.
She said that he finds them hiding in a room in the police station.
Oh, okay.
So maybe she was trying to distract him so that he wouldn't find them hiding in a room?
Maybe. Trying to change it up a bit.
Yeah, she was hoping they could change it.
Excuse me, guys.
But they just sit around a lot.
I'm sorry. They had plenty. Plenty. I can count them all on one hand how many chances they had to get away. But they chose to go back every time.
There's a bunch of chairs in this room. You could break that window and get out.
Guess what, guys? Don't go back.
That's well, you know this is an interrogation room or something. There's probably, it's a two-way
on
mirror.
The other side.
He can see you.
That's our motto, Terry. Don't go back.
Oh my gosh, you're so dead. He wants your face.
Ew. I mean, I know it's under there, really, but ew. The mask doesn't work for me. Ew. Like he's sniffing her through
the mirror. It's the hair at the back that's really grossing me out. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you would shave his back and he'd be okay?
I'd be like, this is better, but...
Shave his back. Throw a vest on him. We're good to go.
Look at this guy in a three-piece suit.
No. He heard the vest part and got upset.
I don't like clothes. They're restricting.
Either you take me as I am, but you can't change me. Because I don't wear clothes to change. Ew. Ew.
You think he's smelling for fear? She said that he wants him afraid.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he's smelling for?
She doesn't look afraid. He looks more afraid.
He looks fucking petrified.
Terrified, yeah, seriously.
Ew. Oh.
Ugh, dude. Breath mint.
Is he gonna eat his eyes?
I don't know. He's like, this'll do. Fuck. Shoot him!
Finally!
Shoot him!
Shoot!
Shoot him!
Everyone!
Shoot him!
Dude, they had time to go put all their gear on.
Shoot! Shoot! Shoot.
Why won't... I know he's got a hostage, but...
Shoot!
Oh, God.
Oh, get the fuck out of the way so they can shoot!
Woo! Look at it!
Oh, that's crazy. Shoot it!
You can take it from me.
He doesn't want her. She doesn't show fear. You had time right there to stab him. They had time to shoot him. What? Shoot him! No? Nobody?
Not a single one of them.
Anyone? Nobody.
Take you don't her? Have like a marksman?
Takers? No?
You can take me.
No?
I'm stronger. You want me?
Guess not.
No.
You?
Me?
I would.
No.
I'd try.
I would try.
You know, you win some, you lose some.
He's so intense.
He can't see with those. That's why he's so intense. It hurts. He's so freaking intense. He can't even blink. Damn.
You guys are the worst. You're not even a two-cop town. You're good like job. A 20-cop town. And you still didn't do shit.
No shit. Way to go, guys.
You didn't put on your riot gear for no reason.
Fuck. Whatever, guys. Don't go.
This girl's braver than all of you.
Moral of the story is don't go to this county because these cops suck.
Look, she ran after him. Those cops are just looking out the window going, whoa, man, did you see that?
Gone.
Go to the church. Maybe.
You know where you took him. Yeah.
That's your, that's like his lab or whatever.
She's going. Look at her. Fuck you. I'm getting my brother.
Maybe she doesn't show fear because, like you said, like her ex-boyfriend was like beating her and stuff. So she's learned to, you know,
cope.
Yeah.
Like, this is nothing compared to what I've been through.
Jesus. She's like, you think you're a monster?
Shit.
I've seen worse.
Have you met my soon-to-be ex? I like her shoes. No, you're not. You know things.
Answer the question.
It's too late to play those cards. I call bullshit.
Follow that bird.
Those goddamn birds. Shitting on Terry's face.
I bet it was a lottery or something. That was some bullshit. I was so pissed.
So has anything lucky happened since then?
No.
How long ago was it?
Like 3 days.
Oh, okay.
I was so pissed. I'm sorry. I was like, are you kidding me?
It's the worst.
This is why I hate you. Luck. This isn't the church. Did you find a new place?
No. He's on tiny houses.
He's like
looking for a 400 square foot boiler room.
Airbnb for me.
It has to have the boiler and a furnace
and a basement with weird tools.
And it has to have a freezer with hooks and a room with tables for with drainage for when I'm cooking vegetables. I have somewhere to dispose of it.
So is he torturing him? He seemed like he killed the cop really fast.
Sounds like it, right?
It
did you hear it? Yeah. There's a song.
I'm doing small shots.
Little tiny ones. Because we're already drunk. Make them tiny, Terry. Tiny Terry.
Tiny Terry.
Scary Terry. Scary Terry. When you die, this is totally one of your daughter moments. When you die, when I'm older, I'm going to say Scary Terry and Amara 3 times, and you better appear to me.
Oh, I will. You're not getting rid of me.
And you better say hi and hang out for a bit.
Like, hey, put on a movie. Keep my mirror over here.
And then leave me after that.
Oh, no. It took his eyes.
Jeez.
And apparently the back of his head, I guess.
Yeah. But he's on 3. How?
Maybe he uses his skin too.
Maybe.
Or maybe. all right. Or maybe he's on 3. Like they're doing flashbacks or like she's remembering maybe. Or something.
I enjoy the movie.
It's not often you watch a movie where the bad guy wins in the end.
Yeah, seriously. So he got. It was more like a.
I mean, I get that there's
two
be a sequel,
of you. I'm going to take one of you. Which one is it going to be? And he took the one that presented most fear.
Yeah, he was terrified.
He was terrified. You could totally see it in his face.
From the beginning.
The first time when he didn't even see the creeper, he just saw all the bodies, and that was enough to give him shock.
Yeah.
And then the second time. Yes, he went to these moments of shock, but it was like, I have to keep going for my sister kind of thing. And at the end, he was the one that presented the most fear, and that's what the creature or the creeper was attracted to. And that's why he didn't take him, because she was like, take me.
He's going, that's too brave.
Yeah, this is too easy. I'm not taking you. You're like, giving yourself up, that doesn't make your meat taste good. Your eyeballs don't pop out as easily when you're like, I want
to
go.
That's why he was so close to their faces. He was trying to like, if I press, yours
the
are like
more
too embedded.
They scream, that's more muscle face exercise, and it's tenderizing that meat, which makes it better. So I'm going to go with that. Per human for dinner.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or whatever he's doing with him. I don't know. It looked like though. He was eating him.
Yeah, but he was screaming for a long time. It was like he took him away to torture him, but he killed those cops really fast. Like the ones
in
the
maybe
car.
He was like, I'm going to do it slow to you just to get back at your sister.
Is he going
to
sew him up too? Because all the other bodies in the basement
probably
were all sewn up somehow. So is he going to try to sew his eyes or the back of his head? Because you can see through the back. So clearly he took more than just the eyes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be like dark when you look through those
Seriously.
Holes.
Seriously. I've never seen part 2. I don't.
I'm thinking maybe it was part 2 that I was remembering.
Have you seen it?
Anytime you say Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
I think of a school bus, Justin Long. And a scarecrow.
I've never seen
That's
the second one or
what
the third
I think
one.
Of.
I've seen the first one, and that was it for me. And then I found out 2 and 3. But by that age, I just was at the point where I wasn't going to movies
Dude,
at the time.
I didn't even know there was a 3.
But yeah, I enjoyed it.
But
so
I think that maybe the one I was thinking of was...
Maybe 2? Oh, there
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, Jeepers Creepers 2 attacks a bus.
All right.
So cool. When I'm thinking of a bus, it's 2. Maybe the scarecrow was when he was in the cat lady's yard. There
yeah.
was a scarecrow, and obviously Justin Long. So I was just mixing them together. Like, I couldn't remember anything. I was like, I think it's a monster scarecrow.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of Jeepers Creepers, I always thought, it's like a monster scarecrow that comes after a bus full of kids, and Justin Long is on the bus. I just mixed all the things together and made up my own movie.
It's okay. I do that all the time, apparently. And words and other things. So, did you like it?
I liked it. He was super creepy. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I mean, you can't kill him.
Mm-mm.
He got run over multiple times. And after a while, you heard the cops shooting, but you didn't see them shooting.
Yeah.
It was after he killed that one guy. So, like, how do you kill it?
I think the police... In this movie were
pathetic.
They were so bad. I would have liked to seen them at least try, like, shoot it. Yeah, it's got him, but I mean, shit, it killed fucking 30 of our guys downstairs.
And you're all just sitting there like, oh my God, did you see that? Like, you're cops, you're trained for this. I know that you're in a tiny town and you don't see a lot of action, but I swear to God, if you've got a giant gun like that in your hands,
yes,
and some crazy thing is happening, I'm just going to start firing.
Yeah.
Because that's what, like, I don't know, rednecks out, you know, like, they're just, like, on their property. In
Florida, dude. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm from Texas, and they all have shotguns.
Everybody has guns in Texas.
Something weird comes on your property, you're just going to start fucking shooting. Oops. You know, there might be an oops later, but you're going to start shooting. Just, like, I don't know what it is. Kill it. And these are cops in a tiny, no, you know, nothing town. That was a surprisingly large precinct.
There were a lot of cops. You know, for being a small town or like a farm country. Because I don't know about you, but here in Texas, when I pass these small country towns, their police station looks like a tiny house, or it looks very small.
It's like in the town square.
And it's like so-and-so police station. It's like, holy shit, look at their police station. It's like 4 police cars parked out front.
And that's it. That's all of them. That they're all on duty right now.
But this one did not have 2 cops. It had multiple police officers. A lot of
cops.
And none of them seemed to fire or...
And then they were gone.
I don't know if there's a chain of command that goes, but if I was higher up, I'd be like, shoot this motherfucker. Shoot. Who's our best, eagle-eyed motherfucker? Let's get him to shoot this bitch.
Expert marksman.
Yes.
One dude who used to be a sniper in the army or something. One guy who's really good at this.
Get me that guy. There's 30 of us. There's got to be one guy who's a great shot.
There's one guy who everyone's going, well, he's the best shot out of all of us.
You come here. You shoot that in the head.
You know the captain knows. Well, he's the best
Or the
shot.
Heart, wherever he had to shoot
him. He's the best hostage negotiator.
Because that's the why he's whatever. The sheriff.
Yeah, you know he knows. He's
that's
got, like,
why he's the head of the police department.
He's got a little chart. Little gold stars. Well, Samson is really great at shooting people in the head. And Johnson is really great at tucking people off the ledge. I don't know. I don't know about cops. I don't know. But it was so surprising to see all those cops pouring in.
Yes.
And then the creature is like crawling through the hall towards psychic lady.
Yeah.
And then later all those cops show up in riot gear, which means...
And they still don't do anything.
Which means they had a confrontation with the guy.
Yeah.
He disappeared, and they all went, let's go put on our riot gear and
because
get our other
this
thing.
Guy looks like
so
he
they
can
took a
15
minute gear. Breather to go put on some extra stuff and get their shotguns, which they never fired or
I
did
know.
Anything with. So, and then the thing flies out the window, and they're just sitting there, and like,
yeah, and then
I bet you guys
had,
feel like a bunch of chumps. You went through all this, like, putting it on, like, this is gonna be so badass. We're gonna go in there, we're gonna save the day,
seriously.
And then we're gonna freeze and just, oh my God, okay, little 19-year-old girl, she's got this. It's fine, she's got this.
She,
look at the balls
for
on
19
her.
Years old, no and the entire she police like station, she had her shit together.
She's like, they're not doing shit.
This is how it's gonna go. So let us know what you thought of Jeepers Creepers. Email is drunkandscary@gmail.com. This is the time where I might need you to intervene. You can follow us on Facebook, Slasher, Instagram, Twitter. You can also message us on those platforms and also drunkandscary@gmail.com. You can follow us on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Or you could just Google us, Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary.
You can listen to us on Google, too. I got us on there.
Yes. So send us your horror movie suggestions. We are totally open for that.
We love suggestions. It makes it so much easier for us.
Yes.
And leave us reviews. Talk to us. We're so lonely. We're a couple of lonely old ladies who just wants to watch.
We're moms. Of course, we're lonely.
You're grown ups. Tell us things. How's your life?
We're so pathetic.
What are things like? So email us
drunkandscary@gmail.com. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Thank you for listening to us.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for watching our stuff. Goonies
never say die.
Well, bam.
I'm so drunk.
Oh, God.
That's not the mouth. That's my phone. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for joining. Bye.
Bye.
I said it right.